This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Roberta Cook about Seasonings, featuring essays by Jerry Klein. The event is Sunday, February 9th at 2 p.m. at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Roberta, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Now, this event draws on 55 years' worth of essays and columns and other pieces that Jerry Klein wrote during his years with the Peoria Journal-Star. Is there an overarching theme that ties them all together?
Yes. For those people who are familiar with his writings in the Sunday columns for years and years, his nature pieces are exquisitely written. They make you feel very proud, I think, of living in Central Illinois. When I talked to Jerry about this about a year ago, he was very intrigued with the whole idea, and we talked about several possible ways of doing it. We finally came up with the fact that we'd take a year in Central Illinois, month by month, and look for some of the essays that he had for each month of the year, January through December, and it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. He gave me many, many, many columns, and it was very hard to choose just one or two because his writings are so beautifully descriptive. They're joyful. He takes delight in little tiny things that sometimes you don't even think about. In one essay, he talks about in the wintertime, the patio torches that he had up still from the summer, and a layer of snow came down. And so each of these torches had a little snow layer on them. And he said it reminded him of monks in profound meditation lined up there along the patio and so forth. So he just has a unique way of looking at all kinds of things.
I know exactly what you're talking about, the majesty of his writing. And those of us that had read him know that he had commentaries about human nature or what's happening at City Hall, but these are the most soaring of all. How did you pare down so many that he gave you?
Well, first of all, I've been clipping his columns for years, and I keep them in a little journal that I look in every day. And so when certain times of the year would come around, here would be a beautiful essay that he wrote about this time of the year, so I get to reread them. So many of them are my favorites that I clipped out for years. But when he and I were together working, he brought me a bunch more of each of the months. I tend to love fall and winter, so I had dozens of columns from the fall and winter, but not that many from the summer or spring. So he brought from his archives several, and we read through them. And the first time I did the first draft, I should say, of the show, I had way too many in there, and the thing would have been like 6.5 or 7 hours long. So I said, okay, time to edit. And I got permission from Jerry to cut down many of them, and I got it to the point where it's about 1 hour and 10 minutes now. So, and it's lovely. And I have a fabulous cast.
You've got some local actors like Jim Wilhelm, Sherry Beaver, and Paul Gordon, and Lee Winger, who I think some people at the station
might
may
know,
recognize.
Yes. Yeah. I have to tell you, unfortunately, Sherry Beaver had to leave us. But to replace, I have Bonnie White.
Oh, nice.
And Maria Lane. And like I said, all of these people were reviewed by Jerry at one point or another. They're just wonderful. They're fine actors that have been seen in lots and lots of shows locally, in community theater. And, of course, Jim does the TVP
Illinois Adventure.
And Maria does a lot of Conklin's Theater. And Bonnie, you know, is everywhere. She does community theater, commercials, you name it. And they were all just thrilled to come on board to do this kind of tribute to Jerry.
Did they have to audition, or did you pick the essays for them?
I just I put together the script first. It got Jerry's approval, and then I just called people up. And to a person, everyone said yes immediately. And that's something for directors in this town, is to get such a quick acceptance. But they were all familiar with Jerry's writings and were thrilled to be on board.
Another element that you've incorporated into the event is photographs by Joe Curry. And I take it that the photographs are there to, not counterpoint, but to reflect the changing of
exactly.
the seasons as well.
Exactly. Joe is well known, as you know, for his photography of Peoria and the area around here. So I called him up, told him what we were doing. He said, absolutely. And it'll be so neat, I think, because we'll be in the big screen theater in the Riverfront Museum. Joe was thrilled to find out, you know, that his photos would be on that big screen, but they will be an illustration of the words that will be performed. We were going over some the other night at our rehearsal, and he has some beautiful, beautiful ones that will really make the experience both visual and auditory. And interestingly enough, that's what Jerry does with his writing. He brings in all the senses. I know there's one piece in the show where he talks about the early summer, and he talks about the sour sweet smell of the grass after it's had that first mowing, you know. So right away, you're thinking, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. And then he'll talk about the tractors are like, they growl across the fields and sometimes look like a ship on a cocoa sea. And, you know, he just has such beautiful ways of describing things. There's beautiful pieces. There's funny pieces. Jerry has very self-effacing humor. In one of the essays, he's talking about his family garden that he's had for years and years. And he talks about the fact that he had read somewhere that when you planted and, you know, did this growing thing, that your results were supposed to be 100-fold, not 2-fold. And he was talking about the garden was done for the year, and he thought he was too, because he just wasn't getting it, and how he has created this beautiful gourmet smorgasbord for the local deer and raccoons and so forth, you know, and it just goes on and on. It's very funny. Some of them are cute. Some of them are his remembrances from when he was a young boy, he's really a clever, clever man.
Will he read some of his own?
No. But he will be there. He will be there. Jerry, if you've ever had a conversation with Jerry, he really honestly does not have a lot to say. When he does speak, it's very intelligent and very worthwhile, but he just doesn't have a lot to say. He's very soft-spoken and so forth, but I say give him a pen and he'll sit down and write all these eloquent, beautiful, celebratory pieces.
So this is a collection of pieces that he wrote over the course of half a century.
Yes.
And you take the audience through a year.
Exactly.
At the end of all of that, is there some larger message that you think people are going to walk away with? Is there a larger point that the piece is trying to make?
I would hope that listening to the readings, listening to the words, and his way of looking at things, that the people would go away from the performance. And if it snows that night, look at the beautiful draping of snow, as Jerry said, looking like ermine on the branches. Just a new way of looking at things that gives you a beautiful outlook. That I remember, I will tell you a personal thing. There was, this was 6 or 7 years ago. I was fussing and fretting about something or another one time, and it was January, and Jerry came out with a piece that says, you know, here it is, January. It's not the month for sissies, which I think we can all relate to this year. And he says, you know, the air is bracing. This is happening. Slow down. Sit back. Look around. Breathe deeply. Think profoundly. You know, I thought, you know what, Roberta? You need to get a hold of yourself and settle down and listen to what he says. And the written word can do that. You know, it can make you think in different paths and avenues. And that's what Jerry's writing has always done to me. I wish I could write like him. Oh, my goodness.
We've been talking with Roberta Cook about Seasonings. The event combines essays from Jerry Klein with photographs by Joe Curry. It's February 9th at 2 o'clock at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Roberta, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome. I was thrilled to be here. And I do want to mention that this is being produced by the Peoria Historical Society as a fundraiser for their group. And I really think that they have done a marvelous job on promoting it and so forth. And we sure hope that you can come 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes, and you'll be on your way. So thank you all.
Nathan for Jazz Enthusiasts. Metamora Township High School is presenting Jazz Fest 214 at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kenneth Maurer Performing Arts Center. The event features Northern Illinois University's Dynamic Jazz Ensemble, along with special guest Donald Harrison. There'll be some toe-tapping, swinging jazz tunes, so plan to stop on by.
And Illinois Central College is presenting vocal impressionist Mike Toomey with a show called TV and Me. Toomey talks about some of the classic 60s and 70s TV shows that he grew up with. He does his own impressions of the characters from those shows and other figures from pop culture. The performance is tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the ICC Performing Arts Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.